And it's in that spirit that we're going to celebrate tonight our unique service with seven different scripture lessons along with a number of different hymns. Each of the lessons is going to reflect a different part of the church year. So it'll help us close out our church year and be thankful for all of the blessings we've had for this past year as we close it out this Sunday. And it'll help set the tone for the next church year that's going to start here in December as we point forward to Advent and Christmas and from there on. So lots to be thankful for this year, and that's what we're going to celebrate tonight. Our opening hymn tonight is actually going to be sung by the choir. However, please notice that you are invited to join in the final refrain. God bless your worship tonight. Please stand. Continue with our dialogue for Thanksgiving. It starts on the bottom of page 2. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good.
His mercy endures forever.
He forgives all your sins.
And heals all your diseases.
He redeems your life from the grave.
And crowns you with love and compassion.
He does not treat us as our sins deserve. For as high as the heavens are above the earth,
so great is his love for those who fear him.
As far as the east is from the west,
so far has he removed our transgressions from us.
Our days are like grass, like the flowers of the field.
The wind blows over it, and it is gone.
But the Lord's love is with those who fear him.
From everlasting to everlasting.
Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good.
His love endures forever.
He cares for the land and waters it.
He enriches it abundantly.
He covers the sky with clouds.
He supplies the earth with rain, and makes grass grow on the hills.
The meadows are covered with flocks and the valleys with grain.
They shout for joy and sing.
He provides food for the cattle.
And for the young ravens when they fall.
He crowns the year with his bounty.
And his hearts overflow in abundance.
O Lord, you created my inmost being.
You knit me together in my mother's womb.
I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made.
Your works are wonderful. I know that full well.
Let us pray. Almighty God, our Father, your generous goodness comes to us new every day. By the work of your Spirit, lead us to acknowledge your goodness, give thanks for your benefits, and serve you in willing obedience. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Amen. You may be seated. The Advent season is all about preparing for the coming of the Lord, for God fulfilling his promise of sending his Savior, especially because he keeps his promises, and that gives us hope. A lesson of thanks from Advent season, from Luke 1. At that time, Mary got ready and hurried to a town in the hill country of Judea, where she entered Zechariah's home and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the baby leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. In a loud voice, she exclaimed, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the child you will bear. But why am I so favored that the mother of my Lord should come to me? As soon as the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the baby in my womb leaped for joy. Blessed is she who has believed that the Lord would fulfill his promises to her." And Mary said, "My soul glorifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior. He has helped his servant Israel, remembering to be merciful to Abraham and his descendants forever, just as he promised our ancestors." The word of the Lord. We sing stanzas 1 and 4 of hymn 23. 23. Christmas time, we see that God fulfills his promise, gives us his son born as a human being, And for that, we give thanks to God for the joy that that brings. From Luke chapter 2. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all people. Today in the town of David a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom His favor rests." The word of the Lord. Our hymn of thanks is stanzas 1 and 2 of number 62. Epiphany comes from a Greek word that means to reveal or to spread light upon something, and that's certainly true in the season of Epiphany as we praise God for the light of the gospel that He gives us in making Himself known. Our lesson of thanks from John chapter 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through Him all things were made. Without Him, nothing was made that has been made. In Him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. He was in the world, and though the world was made through Him, the world did not recognize Him. He came to that which was His own, but His own did not receive Him. Yet to all who did receive Him, to those who believed in His name, He gave the right to become children of God. Children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision or a husband's will, but born of God. The Word became flesh and made His dwelling among us. We have seen His glory, the glory of the one and only Son, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. John testified concerning Him. He cried out, saying, "This is the one I spoke about when I said, 'He who comes after me has surpassed me, because he was before me.'" Out of His fullness we have all received grace in place of grace already given. For the law was given through Moses, grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. The word of the Lord. We respond with stanzas 1 and 4 of hymn 85.
Oh,
season of Lent, we prepare ourselves as a time of repentance, as we prepare ourselves for Jesus dying on the cross for our sins. So very much so, we are thankful for the peace we receive through that. From Colossians chapter 1. The Son is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. For in Him and all things were created, things in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or powers or rulers or authorities. All things have been created through Him and for Him. He is before all things, and in Him all things hold together. For God was pleased to have all His fullness dwell in Him, and through Him to reconcile to Himself all things, whether things on earth or things in heaven, by making peace through His blood shed on the cross. Once you were alienated from God and were enemies in your minds because of your evil behavior, but now He has reconciled you by Christ's physical body through death to present you holy in His sight, without blemish and free from accusation. The Word of the Lord. We respond with stanzas 1 and 2 of Hymn 125. Stanzas 1 and 2. Grace from God is yours, brothers and sisters, and that is something to be thankful for. Amen. Tonight's devotion text is from Colossians chapter 1, which is right there on page 8 if you'd like to follow along. But let's begin the devotion with prayer. O Lord, open my lips, and my mouth will declare thanksgiving. Amen. A lot of people have a tradition at Thanksgiving when everybody at the table, before you start eating, you got to say one thing you're thankful for that year, right? I always feel bad for the person that goes last, right? Because what could you possibly say that isn't sort of like what somebody else already said, especially if you have a big group or a big family there meeting? Like, oh yeah, okay, Sally said that like four people ago, but no, yeah, that's great. That's great. But as Christians, we know that our list of things to be thankful for is pretty much endless, right? We've already talked about a few of them in the lessons. We've talked about the hope that we have that God keeps His promises. We've talked about the joy that we have that God kept His promise of sending a Savior. We've talked about the light of the gospel that brings light to our lives in the darkness. We've talked about how God makes peace through Christ's death on the cross. And we still have more to come. We're still going to talk about yet the resurrection and what makes us very thankful for that on the last day. Especially that resurrection we have now thanks to the gift of the Spirit. And ultimately what's going to happen on the last day and forever. We're going to get white robes. and praise and serve God in his presence forever. Wow. And that's just a sampling. We could keep going on. If we had a bunch of Christians around a Thanksgiving table and you had to keep going until you ran out, we'd never run out. We'd never get to the food. So many things to be thankful for. But one thing I want you to add to that list, and I want you to put it to the top this year, okay? The one thing that you can be especially thankful for is Christ's blood. Christ's blood is certainly worthy of our thanks. It might sound strange to unbelievers that you're thankful for someone's blood, but you and I know that Christ's blood is, it's special. Christ's blood isn't just normal blood. It's, as Paul says in Acts chapter 20, it is God's blood. And he says here in Colossians 1, the Son is the image of the invisible God. He's holy. The firstborn of all creation. For in him all things were created. All things have been created through him and for him. He is before all things. For God was pleased to have his fullness dwell in him and through him to reconcile to himself all things by making peace through his blood shed on the cross. Christ's blood is special because it's God's blood. And because it's God's blood, it does very special things. But the reason I want to remind you of that this Thanksgiving is because you and I know that every day we can be not so thankful for Christ's blood. We can be not so thankful for Christ's blood when we let ourselves forget how special it is. You ever wake up on a Sunday morning and think, all right, I suppose I'll get up and go to church. Do you ever think, as you're giving your offering and that plate kind of hurts, you don't really have a heartfelt, thankful attitude as you give it? Do you ever sleepwalk to and from the communion rail where you receive Christ's blood? You and I can also be not so thankful outside of church, not just in church, but when we don't live so thankful lives. We take for granted God's grace a lot of times when we go headlong into a sin. That means that we're forgetting what it cost Christ to give up that blood. We forget that grace for you and I had a price that Christ had to pay. We can also be not so thankful when we listen to those little accusations that the devil tries to put in our mind and in our heart. Those little accusations of, oh, look at you. Look at all those spiritual blemishes. Really? You're one of God's people? You think that God loves you? No. Your relationship is fractured with God, all right? You're separated. God doesn't love you. How could he? Look how unthankful you live. So that's why I want to remind you tonight of how thankful we can be for Christ's blood and how special it is. It is God's blood. That means it is precious. That means that it pays for all sin of all people. And last I checked, all includes you. Christ's blood is what reconciles us to God. It's what that fractured, broken relationship healed. So it allows us to then live out that forgiveness and heal other fractured relationships we have in our lives. Same thing, same blood that does that. That blood is the blood that wipes away every blemish that we have, that presents us holy, as Paul says, holy without blemish and free from accusation. Christ's blood silences every little accusation the devil tries to bring to you. All right, he tries to rise up all of that unrest within your heart. Guess what Christ's blood does? It calms you because you have peace with God forever. And how often does the devil try to rise up all of that unrest in your heart? Every day. How often does he try to remind you or say to you that you've sinned and that you're not part of God's people? Every day. How often does your heart really need to hear that message of I'm forgiven? every day? How often do you need to hear that you are made holy every single day? How often do you need to be reminded that we live like that then? God's holy people, every day. So, Christ's blood is something that you can be thankful for, not just this Thanksgiving day, but all of them. Every single day of the year. So if you're that person at the table that has to give that what you're thankful for and you're the last one to go, fear not. I've just given you the greatest answer that will outshine all the others. We're thankful for Christ's blood. It's certainly worthy of our thanks, and it's certainly worthy of our thanks year-round. Amen. Please stand. Tonight, for Thanksgiving, as we remember our Maker and Preserver who provides so many things for us and cares for us, we're going to confess our faith in Him according to the words of the first article of the Apostles' Creed and the explanation from Luther's Small Catechism. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, Maker of heaven and earth. I believe that God made me and all that exists, and that He gave me my body and soul, eyes, ears, and all my members, my mind, and all my abilities. And I believe that God still preserves me by richly and daily providing clothing and shoes, food and drink, property and home, spouse and children, land, cattle, and all that I own, and all I need to keep my body and life. God also preserves me by defending me against all danger, guarding and protecting me from all evil. All this God does only because He is my good and merciful Father in heaven, and not because I have earned or deserved it. For all this, I ought to thank and praise, serve and obey Him. This is most certainly true. You may be seated for the thank offering.
Thank you.
pray the prayer of the church, which is found beginning on page 9. It's a responsive prayer. We pray. Oh, I'm sorry. Please stand. Thank you. We pray. Lord of heaven and earth, you made all things beautiful. Thank you for the orderly procession of day and night. Thank you for the mountains and the prairies and for the roaring sea. Thank you for our work and ability to serve, and for the work and service of those around us.
Thank you for our brothers and sisters in Christ, for their encouragement and grace, and for the joys of the kingdom.
Hear us, Lord, as we give thanks for personal blessings. Thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, for his coming to us in word and sacraments, for the forgiveness and grace he gives, and for listening to our prayers. Receive our gifts and offerings as our sacrifice of praise.
We give us the thankful living today, this time of year, and always.
Amen. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. You may be seated as we close out with the final two stanzas of hymn 125. 125. I meant close out that hymn. So, not worship, sorry. Fear not, we still have some lessons to look at. The Easter season, we always celebrate Jesus' resurrection from the dead, but also reflect on the fact that that gives us a resurrection, a new life, a new hope that we get to live in every single day. We give thanks with 1 Peter chapter 1. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In his great mercy, he has given us new birth and to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, and into an inheritance that can never perish, spoil, or fade. This inheritance is kept in heaven for you, who through faith are shielded by God's power until the coming of the salvation that is ready to be revealed in the last time. In all this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while you may have had to suffer grief in all kinds of trials. These have come so that the proven genuineness of your faith, of greater worth than gold, which perishes even though refined by fire, may result in praise, glory, and honor when Jesus Christ is revealed. Though you have not seen him, you love him. And even though you do not see him now, you believe in him and are filled with an inexpressible and glorious joy, for you are receiving the end result of your faith, the salvation of your souls. We respond with stanzas 1, 3, and 5 of hymn 154. 1, 3, 5. The season of Pentecost is a time where we give thanks to God for the Spirit and we recognize what that has turned us from and into, and we see that here as we give thanks with Galatians 5. So I say, walk by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh. For the flesh desires what is contrary to the Spirit, and the Spirit what is contrary to the flesh. They are in conflict with each other so that you are not to do whatever you want. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. The acts of the flesh are obvious: sexual immorality, impurity and debauchery, idolatry and witchcraft, hatred, discord, jealousy, fits of rage, selfish ambition, dissensions, factions and envy, drunkenness, orgies, and the like. I warn you, as I did before, that those who live like this will not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things there is no law. Those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. Since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit. The word of the Lord. We respond in thanks with hymn 611.
Thank you.
The season of end time is a season where we look at the last day and have a focus on that and recognize what that means for us. Tonight we're thankful for the white robes we will receive from Revelation 7. After this I looked, and there before me was a great multitude that no one could count, from every nation, tribe, people, and language, standing before the throne and before the Lamb. They were wearing white robes and were holding palm branches in their hands. And they cried out in a loud voice, "Salvation belongs to our God, who sits on the throne, and to the Lamb." All the angels were standing around the throne and around the elders and the four living creatures. They fell down on their faces before the throne and worshipped God, saying, "Amen. Praise and glory and wisdom and thanks and honor and power and strength be to our God forever and ever. Amen." Then one of the elders asked me, "These in white robes, who are they, and where did they come from?" I answered, "Sir, you know." And he said, "These are they who have come out of the great tribulation. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore they are before the throne of God and serve Him day and night in His temple. And He who sits on the throne will shelter them with His presence. Never again will they hunger, never again will they thirst. The sun will not beat down on them, nor any scorching heat. For the Lamb at the center of the throne will be their shepherd. He will lead them to springs of living water, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes." The word of the Lord. We respond with hymn 613, stanzas 3 and 4. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord look on you with favor and give you peace. Amen. Amen. We close with the hymn that's printed there in the bulletin.
Thank you.
Good evening again. Happy Thanksgiving again. All right. There's a worship service tomorrow at Hope Penryn, same worship service as tonight. That's tomorrow at Hope Penryn at 10 a.m. I've been told there's also a worship service at St. Andrew. It will be a different worship service, so if you want to praise God again on Thanksgiving, I believe that's also at 10 a.m. So St. Andrew, 10 a.m. tomorrow. May God bless you this Thanksgiving as you remember all of the things that you can be thankful for, thanks to Him. Be thankful year-round. You're good to go now, Lisa. Please stick around. Greet one another.